crap.
Operator, give me the number for 911.
This is Twin Unity, a portable television studio.
Constructing the dream world, one lie at a time.
You didn't think it was going to be that easy, did you?
You know, for a second there,
I kind of did.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Tracks deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, children, what's that sound?
Aw, crap.
everybody. It's old Shaziz here out here in my mad science laboratory. Hope you're all doing well out there. Ooh, it's been one heck of a morning. I just got a message. My wife's having some car trouble out there, so I might have to peel up out here for a few minutes and get back on the phone with her and get some things sorted out. But in the meantime, I've already talked to her. She's doing okay. So here we are. We've got Shaziz Radio. We've got Shaziz.com, and we've now got online www.shaziz.net. Boy, I'm sure distracted as you know what. It's not every day you turn around and something going on every 5 seconds. I'm going to throw on a quick tune and get this stuff sorted out so I can get back to where I was starting. Apologize for that. Do-do-do-do-do, can't even find nothing to play. Alrighty then. Dad, burn it. So, here we are, we're live on air. I just get a message through Skype via Facebook that my wife is having car trouble. And so now I'm looking down through the list trying to find the tune that I can throw on there. It'll buy me a few minutes so I can get some things sorted out. That kind of jazz. Dad, burn it. Here, try this one.
the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those Muslim old boys raised on shotguns. The West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beech nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hello everybody, it's old Shazaz out here in my mad science laboratory. Got a squeal on my honey, because it's a funny. So she can't get a hold of me on the phone, and she gets on Facebook and she puts a message out there to all her friends to contact Oshaziz on the internet there and tell him that hey, the car's broke down and such. So she, I get the message via my good friend Paula, who's friends with her on Facebook, and the message kind of went from one to the next and finally made it to me, and I get all flustered and start making my phone call and the radio show, and okay, the car's broke down and won't start, won't do something for some reason. So she said she gets in there and she turns the key over, and she said the lights work and everything works, but it just won't turn over. And so I'm troubleshooting it on the phone with her. Turns out I said, well, it sounds like the starter done went out. Said, I'm right in the middle of a show and I'll have to like give you a call back and work it out afterwards. So I come back on, started in my show, and I'll be doggone if I wasn't dumbfounded. And I said, I got to throw on some tunes and try to get it sorted. So I threw on some tunes. I call her back up, and turns out she had a friend in the neighborhood up there, a mechanic guy, was come over to take a look at it. He gets in the car. He shifts it out of neutral into park, and the car starts right up. So essentially every one of these cars out here have what's known as a neutral safety switch. If it's not all the way in park, then it won't start for you. So all is not lost. The starter is not bad. The car is up and running again, and so she's a happy camper. So there you go. I'm just happy it's not a starter. I'm happy she's safe, and I'm happy everything worked out. And look at it. Look at the power of the internet. She couldn't get me on my phone, so she sent the message out there far and wide, and folks sent the message to me, and we got the message, got it all sorted out, and it turns out it was a minor error on her part. She didn't put the doggone thing in park all the way before she shut it off. And so with that said, the next time she went around to start it, click. Click, click, nothing. All right, well, that's enough of all that. Anyway, if you go over there to www.shaziz.net, I'm going to type it in right there in every single chat room. This server has been hacked probably very least three times in the last day or so since it came online. That's all right. That's what I wanted. Alrighty then. This right here is my own personal server. Inside this server is a lot of information. So have fun with it. Alright, well, I guess now we can get down to the serious stuff there and see how many times that server gets hacked during my show. It's pretty cool because I can tell right here whenever the doggone thing is down just by clicking on the deal right there. And if I see one thing, then I know it's up and running. If I see another thing, I know that somebody tried to get into it and it reset itself. So, go over there and check out www.shaziz.com and look around for all the secrets on shaziz.com and lead you down a path to this server right here. So I'm giving you a shortcut. Anyway, what we've done here is we've taken and put a massive network of epic proportions together. It's a pretty good thing. We are on the track to spreading positive pebbles throughout the entire world and trying to make the world a better place. So with that said, now that I've got all these things in place, I can actually get back to some work and get some more videos up and running. You got Shaziz Radio. You've got new hosts coming online every day. And we've got Awake Radio. We've got No Borders Radio, We Roar Radio, and many, many, many other networks rebroadcasting. So basically, folks, is what you have here is a massive platform by which you can get your message across to the world. There's the tools, we have the technology, we have the skills and everything that we need in order to change this world into a better place. So have some fun with that server right there. See how long it takes everybody to crash it down and try to get in there and tear it all up and all that kind of stuff. And keep in mind, if you're using Firefox, you may not be able to see all the stuff there. If you're using Netscape or any of the other browsers out there, so many different browsers, because a lot of this was designed back when people thought Microsoft was cool. It was designed using an old Windows system, starting all the way back from Windows 95 to Windows 98 to Windows XP to, let's see, I got to jump in there somewhere in the middle there, was Windows 2000, Windows Millennium Edition, using all the older browsers, using all the older JavaScript, using all the older HTML and all the different types of cut paste code. It's pretty cool, man. It's a mess. It's like a tangled up mess of epic proportions. Now, if you have the right browser, if you're on an old junky computer, you can walk right straight through this thing. But if you're all unfortunate enough to have all the newer, modern, updated technology slash spyware that is what they've been putting out there, like Windows 8 and above and so on, Windows 7. Oh, man, there's so many different platforms, and they continuously update these platforms on a daily basis, and they close old loopholes from the past so that you can't have as much power and you can't sneak around or do whatever. It's just a... The Matrix is a conundrum. It's a riddle within a riddle of epic proportions. So, now that I've got Shaziz Network online, we've got a major amount of people all coming together and spreading their messages. The platform's there. The platform's on you, for you over there at Awake Radio. The platform's there at No Borders Radio. Now it's time to share all this with all your friends. Now it's time to get people into those chat rooms. So tell people about Awake Radio and tell them about No Borders Radio and tell them about all the different radio hosts that, for all the different networks out there. If you go over to the schedule over there or the show host tab over there on Shaziz Radio, you'll notice that there's about 17 hosts there, and a few more coming online. And so we're kind of simulcasting between all kinds of networks. We've got hosts from all different directions sharing platforms and sharing our listenerships and all that kind of stuff. The whole idea is to become the squeakiest wheel on the wagon. See, where I come from, there's an old saying, the squeakiest wheel gets the grease. And so, if you want to get the attention of the elite of the world, if you want to get the attention of the world and actually put a message, a good message of hope, peace, and love to the world, then you have to become the squeakiest wheel on the machine. I have become the squeakiest wheel. And it's squeaky like this chair that I'm sitting in, that you every once in a while you hear me when I move, the doggone chair squeaks. I'm not going to oil it. Heck, I don't even oil that door over there that every time I go through there sometimes, oh, you go back in my old podcast, you can hear that door scree, or the front door scree as I'm going outside. Because it's kind of ironic that I decided that I was going to become the squeakiest wheel on the wagon. See, the only way to get in front of the global elite is to get their attention. And so I've literally put myself in the position to where I can get their attention. And I've got their attention. So, when it comes down to it, and the men in black come kicking in my door, the NSA, the TSA, the DEA, the FBI, the CIA, the MI6, the Russian Secret Service, and all the different secret services of the government decide they're going to come over and kick in old Shaziz's mad science lab. Well, when they drag me in front of the super elite, I got a message for them. You have to wait to hear that. Alrighty then. So, if you would like to call in to Shaziz Mad Science, everyone who knows my Skype number or name or whatever, just add me as a contact on your Skype and just call in live. Let's talk about some mad science. Let's talk about why it is that we do what we do. Let's talk about new inventions and ideas. Because now that I've got the platform together for all the people of the world, for we can get together and become the squeakiest wheels on the wagon, get our messages out to the world, share our ideas of alternative energy, alternative food, alternative medicine. So they decide to crash the system and the apocalypse happens. Worst case scenario, hey, guess what? My lights are still going to be on. So I'm a happy camper. All right, well, the wife's got the car situation all set and figured out. And for each and every one of y'all out there, somebody wants to call in, that'd be the time to do so. Let's get the ball on the road there. That kind of deal. Anyway, so I spent the last well over 10 years coding and basically vandalizing the internet with information. I've showed a few friends some nifty little tricks on how it's possible for you to hide things right there in plain sight. And all the information leading all the way back to the 1800s about alternative energy and things that existed back then has been around all this time. Suppressed, lost, and forgotten technologies. How did those folks build the pyramids so mathematically precise? How did those folks move those big statues up there on Easter Island? How did the Aztecs build those big old giant pyramids as well? So what is the difference between those folks back there and these folks here of today? What happened? Why are we in a situation now where we have an amazing amount of information and technology, yet today's modern day cranes would struggle to do what it is that they did back then? They said that they used rocks and levers and thousands of people to move all this stuff to and fro, man. That's a pretty good story there. But I don't necessarily have to buy it now, do I? So anyway, here we are in the new age. We have the access to the most amazing, massive network in the history of time. Here at Shaziz Radio, if you happen to go on to, go look around Shaziz Radio website really well. Look around, okay? Pay real close attention to what's going on there. Oh, Simply Steve, Steve over there, Steve Hope. There, he's going by Steve Hope now. Okay, anyway. But he's been an amazing person. He's helping me out on the site, make it look good, keeps everything all tidied up and all that kind of stuff, and kind of keeps me in line and chews me out now and then about my skills there as far as web design and what not to do while building a website. Anyway, while you're over there, if you click on like the show host, there's other buttons down in there, and it'll also tell you to listen to alternative radio shows as well. You'll notice that not my radio network is the only one listed down there. There's other radio networks out there, people trying to do good things. Those are all listed as well, because this isn't about old Shaziz. This is about all of us. This is about all those individuals out there who's put their time into actually making this network function the way it does. So, we want everyone to have every side of every story so that they can step back out of the box, from outside the box, looking in from the outside, and make an informed decision with all the information there at. So, if you got a radio network out there that you're trying to get started and you want it to be a part of this goal right here, then get a hold of me on Shaziz@yahoo.com. Get a hold of me on Facebook, or YouTube, or right here on Shaziz Radio in the chat room, or contact me on Skype. See, I've become the squeakiest wheel on the machine. If you can't find me, you're not looking hard enough. So with that said, I don't care if all the government agencies are listening in on me or spying in on me or trying to hack my server or any of that kind of jazz. All I care about is bringing every individual that I can possibly bring together. We're drawing the crowd, and we're telling them how to survive in worst case scenarios. We're showing them how to do alternative energy. We're showing them how to do alternative medicine, alternative gardening. And to me, that's a very important thing in order to get out from under being underneath the thumb of the man. So we can either continue to repeat the mistakes of the past and pay for electricity and food and water and all the things that nature had provided for free. Or we can become sovereign, free individuals and literally live our life in peace, helping one another outside the system of what is the governments of today. Oh, Shaziz's Mad Science is about a whole lot more than just alternative energy. So with that said, check out oldshaziz.net. Check out Shaziz.com. Check out Shaziz Radio or Shaziz on YouTube. And step outside the box when you do this. Look at the big picture, because that's what it's all about. Then get over there to the Scottish Sovereign's website. Socialize with those individuals, interact with them, get into those chat rooms, bring the numbers up in those chat rooms, bring the numbers up in Awake Radio's chat rooms and Weave Roar's chat rooms and all the other networks out there. Bring these individuals, tell your friends, tell your family that old Shaziz is creating a ruckus, becoming the squeakiest wheel on the grease, or squeakiest wheel on, hopefully I don't get greased. Well, I'm not too awful worried about the government greasing me, because they want something I got and I ain't giving it to them, and they can't get to it without the information that's inside my head. So maybe they'll use some of that like sodium pentothal stuff. They'll like come and kidnap me and then put some sodium pentothal truth serum in there. So they could do that and get me all like loopy and everything, because under sodium pentothal, I don't even know if I'm even saying that doggone stuff right. That stuff, you can't lie on it. You know, it's just you feel so good, you just can't lie. And so they're going to like try to get inside my brain. They're going to be like, hey, you know, where's the secrets you got? And I'll tell them it's right underneath their nose. It's right in front of your face. And they'll be like, but we don't see it. And I'll say, that's all right, it's there. And they're like, he's telling the truth, man. It's got to be here somewhere. So they'll shake out my pockets and check my gold teeth and empty out my wallet and try to do everything. They'll take my server out of my house. They'll take my computer out of my house. And they'll comb in over it and everything. And they'll try to find it. They'll try to figure out. And they ain't gonna find it. They ain't gonna figure it out. It's the only one who can put it together in a way in which they can figure it out is the man himself. So that's what that old server's about. It's kind of neat. Anyway, I'm figuring ain't nobody going to call in this radio show. I think the Muddy Mud Man is on, he's having some problems on his Skype, so he's out of the question. And I don't see Steve online, so he's probably out in the camper and enjoying the day. And I don't see I don't see any of the Knights of the Round Table on there. Oh well. Anyway, all is well. Peace and love to the world and all that stuff. So now that I've got Shaziz Radio together, I got everything in place now, I can get back to business and start working on my plasma reactor. I've spent the last, several weeks here now, working day and night trying to get all this stuff together. So, Muddy says he's just on the computer. It's all right, brother. It's all good. So, I think what I'll do here, I'm going to play this tune right here. Because we're definitely in a battle between good and evil. Some folks like, oh, well, this dude playing Black Sabbath, that's Satan music. Ozzy Satan music, heck man, every doggone thing out there, country music, Satan music. If you play country music backwards, you get your dog back, you get your wife back, you get your truck back, you get the farm back, you get it all back. So there's subliminals in everything under the doggone sun. Once you learn how these folks are out there piggybacking signals on top of signals and actually hiding subliminals right in front of your face, and you go out there and you become a matrix vandal and start de-subliminizing all the subliminals that they put out there, you too can become the squeakiest wheel on the wagon. So with that said, I'm going to play this song right here, take a quick breather, and see if I can get a caller or something. We'll be right back.
Hey, Doctor, sit.
Never mind that.
Why, that's me! Look at me! I'm an old man!
Hey, I'm Dr. Emmett Brown. I'm standing here on the parking lot at...
Thank God, I still got my hair! October 26th. What on earth is this thing I'm wearing?
Wow, this is a radiation suit.
Radiation suit? Of course. Because of all the fallout from the atomic wars. This is truly amazing. A portable television studio. No wonder your president has to be an actor. He's got to look good on television.
Whoa, this is it. This is the part coming up, Doc.
No. This sucker's electrical. But I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
What did I just say?
The flux capacitor stores... This sucker's electrical. But I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
1.21 gigawatts! 1.21 gigawatts! Great Scott! What the hell is a gigawatt? How could I have been so careless? 1.21 gigawatts! Tom, how am I going to generate that kind of power? It can't be done, can it?
Look, all we need is a little plutonium.
Oh, I'm sure that in 1985, plutonium was available in every corner drugstore, but in 1955, it's a little hard to come by. Marty, I'm sorry, but I'm afraid you're stuck here.
Whoa, Doc, stuck here? I can't be stuck here. I got a life in 1985. I got a girl.
Is she pretty?
Oh, she's beautiful. She's crazy about me. Look at this. Look what you wrote here, Doc. I mean... That says it all. Doc, my only hope.
Marty, I'm sorry, but the only power source capable of generating 1.21 gigawatts of electricity is a bolt of lightning.
What did you say?
A bolt of lightning. Unfortunately, you never know when or where it's ever going to strike.
We do now.
This is it. This is the answer. It says here that a bolt of lightning is going to strike the clock tower precisely 10:04 p.m. next Saturday night. If we could somehow harness this lightning, channel it into the flux capacitor, it just might work. Next Saturday night, we're sending you back to the future.
Operator, give me the number for 911.
No! is the dream. The dream is to bring brilliant minds from every nation together to solve the world's problems, one positive pebble at a time. It will be we, the people of the world, that bring about true change, peace, and love to all. Governments never solve any problem, only create them. Wars, starvation, sickness, oppression, financial slavery, death and destruction is what governments do best. When all the military might of nations is used to destroy other nations, the question has to be asked, why not use that military strength for good? Feed the hungry, shelter the homeless, heal the sick, and so forth. True representation of truth, freedom, and justice comes from we the people, and it never came from slick-talking politicians that say whatever they have to get elected, and then regulate away your freedoms. There is no reason to have starving babies in the world of today. Yet, it goes on. There's no reason for wars and sickness, yet it continues. We as the people must stop feeding that beast that is eating humanity alive. We the people of all nations have the power to bring about a literal heaven on earth. You as an individual have more power than you can possibly imagine. You have the power of the spoken word. You have the power of the pen. The power of action, and most of all, the power of love. It is time to use this power to make our world a better place. We are the founding fathers, mothers, sisters, and brothers of our children, and of our children's children's future. Into the future and beyond, what we do today will define the world that they live in tomorrow. Let us, from every nation, come together and make that future a great one.
To Scottish Sovereigns on the Land and the home of No Borders Radio.
Government. Freedom. Law. Education. Health. Free energy. Money. Debt. Awake Radio, deconstructing the dream world, one lie at a time.
You didn't think it was going to be that easy, did you? You know, for a second there, yeah, I kind of did.
Alrighty, hello everybody, I'm back here. So all the networks out there, if you got a jingle and you want it played on here, you notice that Shaziz Radio is playing everybody else's jingles as well. Because, see, this isn't, like I said, it isn't about Shaziz Radio. It isn't about me, myself personally, or anything that I'm trying to accomplish outside of throwing positive pebbles in the pond. I want you to get over there and I want you to listen to Awake Radio. I want you to get over there and listen to No Borders Radio. Let me go see if I can get on there. We got Capricorn Radio on there. I'd like you to get over there and listen to Capricorn Radio with James Swagger. I'd like you to get over there to listen to... let me see here. I got to get the list right in front of me because I can't remember it. The list keeps getting bigger and bigger. If you go on the Shaziz host room, you'll notice there's a link that has other radio stations. And so, under that other radio stations, you'll find Shaziz Radio, you'll find No Borders and Awake Radio, We Roar Radio, Natural Health Radio, Capricorn Radio, AFR, American Freedom Radio, International Community Radio, with another list of even more radio stations yet. And if you want a banner of your radio show put on there, Send me some information and I will get your radio link on there as well, because the whole idea is to put all the information on the table like a literal buffet of information, and people can go and listen in to each and every one of these shows through a pop-up player and, you know, get informed. And that's what it's all about. It's about getting people informed to all kinds of alternative energy ideas. Muddy Mudman on his YouTube channel builds an axial flux wind turbine. Cultist Desert Experimenter, I haven't heard from him a while because he's really into his projects right at the moment. So he's been pretty busy. But get over there and check out Cultist Negrand on his Desert Experimenter deal. Go connect up with Russ from RWG Research, because he has even more information. Find Tin Man. Find all the different alternative energy guys out there. I've got links. Buddy's got links. Everyone's got links to all these different networks that are into alternative energy. And the information is so vast that you can just, to your heart's content, research as much as you like. So with that said, to all the networks out there, if you want your little banner ad or whatever put up in there so everybody can get to your site just as well as Shaziz Radio and all the other ones listed there before, then get in contact with me on Skype. We'll get that right up there. As long as you got some sort of positive thing to put out there to the world, some sort of alternative information. You know, we're doing something. We're becoming the squeakiest wheel on the machine, and they say the squeakiest wheel gets the grease. So if you want to get heard, jump on Awake Radio, jump on No Borders Radio, jump on We Roar Radio, jump on Shaziz Radio, jump on all the alternative networks. Bring all these networks together so that we can all get to them in one place, one time, and so forth and so on. Whew, that's a whole lot to say, man. So you got one crazy old mad science redneck with jacked up hair out here talking all kinds of crazy stuff, trying to bring peace and love to the world. It's been over 10 years in the making to get all these networks pulled together. But the only way that you're going to get an audience with the man at the top as far as this planet here, the global elite, the so-called Illuminati, the secret societies of the world, is to become the squeakiest wheel on the wagon. Oh, Shaziz has made himself the squeakiest wheel on the wagon. I don't hesitate to tell the NSA, the TSA, the FBI, the CIA, the DEA, the Secret Service, MI6, and all the different secret services of all the different governments of the world who I know are listening to all the things that we talk about. They spy on us via Facebook. They spy on us via YouTube. They spy on us via old MySpace, if anybody's still left on MySpace. everywhere out there. You go out to the social networks out there, yeah, they want to know everything about your life. They want to know all the secrets that you're figuring out. So you'll notice that when we get on our networks and we start talking about certain subjects that are, let's say, taboo to the elite because they don't want people to know things that we're saying, then we start having a little bit of technical difficulties. But what we have done is created such a massive network that even if one of us go down, the other one is rebroadcasting for the other guy. There's been incidents where Awake Radio has rebroadcasted for me or live streamed for somebody else. There's been incidents where No Borders had done the same and so on down the line. So our information's getting out. Your voice is being heard. If you want to be a host on Shaziz Radio and Awake Radio and No Borders Radio and all the other networks out there, host as many radio shows as you can. Cram as many encoders as you can into your deal. We're talking about literally shouting it from a mountain. We did that episode and it went off pretty doggone well, even after all the hardship that we had to go through in order to get it going. We were shouting and we were being heard. So with that said, we're going to keep on doing what we're doing. We're going to keep on spreading positive information. Keep an eye on my YouTube channel, because now that I've got all this stuff in line and I don't have to work so hard, I've been staying up day and night trying to get everything in situated. Now I can start putting out some of the videos on the alternative energy side and sending it off in that direction where I started to begin with. So still do my radio shows and all that kind of stuff, and keep help building this network behind the scenes. But this isn't my network. This is our network. This belongs to you. Some folks, they get on there and they got a message that they want to say. I tell them, if you get on Shazia's radio schedule and you see an empty slot, jump over there into the host room and say, "Hey, does anybody want to stream?" And if nobody wants to stream, nobody steps forward, fire that puppy up, and spread your message. It's an open mic to the world. Just like the Knights of the Round Table is a platform for everyone to come together, put the information on the table, and we can all sort through it and put the positive messages together, find the solutions, help enact those solutions for other people in the world. The dream is still good. So don't fight amongst yourselves in the chat room. If there's some knucklehead up in the chat room and he's just being disruptive and saying, "Well, you know, this is this and that's that and you're stupid and all that kind of stuff," just go on about your business and keep the ball rolling forward, because we don't need to absorb any negativity. We need to keep the positive energy growing on a massive scale. Guys out there like Kent Anderson, who have an amazing voice that, I'm telling you, he's got things to say to the world, and I know he can say it. Guys like Live Mike, you know, same thing, man. You got Paula Anderson out there, Paula Mathers, and you got Chrissy, I can't even pronounce her last name right at the moment. Sorry, Chrissy. I'm gonna run off some of the list of the hosts that's here on a couple different networks at the same time. Of course, you got old Shazizz, you got Cultist Negrand, you got Live Mike, you got Beverly with her Hope Show, you got Steve Hope, who behind the scenes is doing some amazing things, keeping the network up and going and stuff. You got Scott Brown, Muddy Muddy Mudman, and Chrissy McMahon. Has got a good show on there, and you got Rick Rittner and James Swagger and Granada Steve. And I got to, man, Granada Steve, he's amazing. He is a wonderful individual. I tell you what, you can't do no better than to have a friend like Granada Steve. Paula Mathers and Granada Steve together, those two are just amazing. I'm telling you what, man. And it just goes on and on. We got John Soul Glides and Cat Waters and Kent Anderson and Paul Vickers and Cluggy's Corner. I like Cluggy. He tells it like it is, man. And we got a new wonderful host coming on, Tara Beth. She come highly recommended by Mike, and anybody recommended by Mike, I tell you what, you can't go wrong. Tara Beth, I had an opportunity to talk to her, wonderful lady. And we've got some other folks that are coming online. And we need to, if you got a spot on the schedule and you want to reserve it, then get with me so we can mark that spot in and get that all set up, and so that everybody has their airtime and stuff. So if you know, if you're a new host that's coming online and you need your spot marked and you need things or whatever, just ask me or Steve and any of the hosts in there, and everybody's helping everybody out, because the whole idea is to build this thing into the loudest, most powerful voice on the planet. We're going to keep on getting louder and louder and talking to more people and telling information, good positive information, spread out to the entire world. Now, I'm still working behind the scenes on virtual labs so that you can literally see real-time experiments from my lab as they occur, so that you can see what's going on in my lab. other people out there like Russ from RWG Research and Cultish and all the other alternative energy labs out there will also have the capability to, via virtual labs here on Shaziz Radio, will be able to live broadcast their labs as well and show real-time live experiments where you can actually sit there and interact via the chat room with the researcher that's actually doing the work. So we've got a lot of amazing things coming about here, and it's taken a while to get everything into place. But now that we've got the pieces of the puzzle falling into place, now we can get this stuff on the road. It's about bringing brilliant minds from all over the world together to create a amazing voice that we can sit there and troubleshoot real time with the technology that we have available. We'll have access to the resources that we need. We will be able to, if one researcher is over there doing some work and he needs a part, we can jump right straight on freaking eBay and we can order the part, ship it over to him. He gets that thing done, and now we got another piece of the puzzle. So we can essentially pull our resources and our knowledge real time, solving solutions towards proven 150,000% beyond a shadow of a doubt that energy is indeed free, and we can stick it to the man. That's what it's all about. We want peace, we want love, and we want freedom for our children and your children and our children's children into the future and beyond. And the only way that we're going to get that is by we the people doing what it is that we're doing. We are coming together in all these chat rooms. We're coming together in all these radio networks. We are drawing a massive, and I mean a massive, crowd. And it's going to continue to grow the more we continue to shout, the more we continue to throw positive pebbles in the pond, the more that we will affect this world. Whether you believe in God or not, if you look back in the Bible, back in Genesis, somebody said it. Said in the beginning that God created the heavens and the earth, but it also said in there that God created man in his own image. So, with that said, we are creators. We create our own pain. We create our own suffering. We create our own destiny. And so what we do with this world and all the resources that was given to us, it's on us. If we allow the global elite, the so-called representatives of the world, to run our countries and our world and our lives into the ground, then we did it ourselves. We allowed them to do so. I, for one, aren't going to allow them to do so. We don't need no king. We don't need no one world government. We need people all over the world to use common sense and become united, helping each other out with the resources that we have available, taking care of everybody, solving all the problems of the world, and making sure that there is no such thing as a hungry baby on this planet. This is the power that is at your grasp. This is the power that is at your fingertips. This is the power that is at your spoken word. You're sitting out there listening right now and you're saying, well, what can I do? I'm just one little tiny speck in the whole grand scheme of things. Well, brother, sister, I'm going to tell you, you are more powerful than you can possibly imagine. It is beyond your wildest imagination how powerful you really are. And so with that said, use that power wisely. Don't sit there and talk down about yourself and try to tell everybody, I'm uglier than a mud fence, I'm dumber than a box of rocks. Because you take away your power. We, the people of the world, have the power to make things right. You as an individual are just as important as the other guy. So with that said, if you take one gear out of the machine is broken. But if you add all these gears together, Then you got a finely tuned Swiss watch, and everything works just fine. I'm going to keep on doing it. I'm going to keep on shouting it. I'm going to keep on shouting it at the top of the mountain, even if I end up being the only one. If everyone else walks away from the whole dream and decides, well, I'm not going to go this no more, and I'm not going to say anything positive to the world because it just doesn't make any sense. Old Crazy Shazizz is going to keep on shouting it. Even if I turn out to be one man out there screaming. Because I believe in the dream. I believe in the possibilities. I look out and I see the world to what it is. And it's the most amazing piece of machinery in the history of time. It's the most amazing piece of artwork. There is not one single ugly individual on this planet. There's not one single stupid individual on this planet. There's not one single worthless individual on this planet. If you look at an individual and all you see is the flesh, then you just cheated yourself out of the most amazing thing in the world. We are energy. And when you see other individuals the way that I see them through my eyes, you'll understand. People are beautiful. Sometimes people make bad choices. And they make a mess out of things. But it doesn't matter the choice that you made yesterday. What matters is the choice that you make tomorrow and today. Every morning when you come up, the sun comes up with you. And you got a brand new, fresh, clean slate to do whatever it is that you can do to throw positive pebbles into the pond. Now each and every one of you out there who's listened to my show for as long as you've been listening, you've heard me get emotional. You've heard me get mad. You've heard me get sad. You've even heard me cry. And I'm not ashamed to do it. Because whenever I see all the terrible things that are going on in this world and I know that we the people have the power to fix it, it's depressing. And when I see the glory of what it is to see every individual coming from every nation, from every background, joining together to try to send a positive message out there, I become overwhelmed. When we did it from the Shout It From the Mountain episode, it was a rough road trying to keep that thing going, and I almost bailed out midway, and my wife and Muddy Mudman pulled it all back together, and those other folks behind the scenes that helped out as well. Man, we got it going. And the flags started popping in there. We had people from every nation under the sun. We got to keep that ball rolling. We got to keep the positive pebbles flowing. So, stay tuned. And if you ain't staying tuned, start your own network. And start shouting it from every direction. Stay true to your beliefs. Stay true to your faith. And shout the truth out as loud as you can possibly shout it. To me, that's what it's all about. It's about becoming the squeakiest wheel. It's about being heard. Oh, Shazizz Mad Science, there's a whole lot more there than meets the eye. I need to take a quick peek and see if anyone hacked my server yet. So far, she's still up and running. Go to www.shazizz.net. See what you can do. A lot of cool information on that server. A lot of secrets on oldshazizz.com. Hidden links. Go check it out. That flashy site that looks like it's going to give you a seizure because it's all like stars and everything blinking and stuff. Check out Shazizz YouTube. Check out Shazizz Radio. And while you're doing that, step back and look at the big picture. Get over there to Awake Radio. Get over there to No Borders Radio. Get over there to We Roar Radio. Get over there to Capricorn Radio. Get over there to all the other networks listed on Shazia's Radio and linked to all these other networks which are linked to us as well. Get in their chat rooms. Become involved. Meet new friends. And leave all the craziness at the door. We're not, each and every one of these people in these chat rooms are not there to fight with you. We're there to work with you. So come in, share your message, share your point of views, do it in a respectful manner, and let's keep the positive pebbles flowing. We all know that there's secret societies in the world. We all know that there's possibilities of doomsdays around every corner. We all know that, according to the government, there's a terrorist in every single bush. We don't got to sit around and argue about who's right and who's wrong. Just like religion, we don't have to sit around and argue about whether the Buddhists are right, or whether the Muslims are right, or whether the Christians are right, or whether the atheist is right. While we are sitting there fighting amongst each other and not respecting one another, we are setting ourselves further and further and further back. Each and every one of you is on your own spiritual journey. And so with that said, you walk your spiritual journey, brothers and sisters, because when it all comes down to it, at the end of days or whatever, each and every one of us, all truths shall be revealed. We'll know who was right and we'll know who was wrong, but in the meantime, let the goodness of your heart guide your life towards making the world a better place and ensuring that there are no starving individuals on this planet. That there are no sick individuals on this planet. That there are no wars. That there are no rumors of wars. That there are none of this crazy stuff. See, in my faith, I believe there is a God. And I believe in a lot of things. But what I don't believe that everything is written in stone. I don't believe that we have to go down a certain destiny path because we have been given free will. We have been given the opportunity here at this time, in this space, in this dimension, with one another, like minds coming from every point of the globe, all points of the compass, have come together for a purpose, for a reason. I know some of y'all's stories. I know some of y'all's backgrounds. We've had conversations together. I feel your pain. I can feel your happiness. And I know that you've got good intentions with your heart to try to make our world a better place. And we're bringing people of like minds together at an amazing rate. And we'll continue to keep on. Keep on growing it and keep on growing it. Share each and every one of these networks on your Facebook. Share each and every one of these networks on your YouTube. Share your YouTube with your friends. Get everybody. Keep the message flowing, because in the river that is the trash of life, so to speak, things get washed downstream. So keep them fresh and keep them going. Let people know that there are good people in all different directions, in all different faiths, in all different backgrounds, in all different belief systems. Let them know that these people are out there trying to make a difference. They're on Awake Radio trying to make a difference. They're on No Borders Radio trying to make a difference. They're on We Roar Radio trying to make a difference. They're on American Freedom Radio trying to make a difference. They're on Shaziz Radio trying to make a difference. The power of the spoken word is power. The power of the pen, the power of your actions. And in my belief, the Creator had given us this power and given us free will to turn us loose in this world and be creators of all that is around, be servants to one another, to literally be caretakers of all the land and all that we survey. We use that right. We live in heaven on earth. We use that wrong. We literally go down to the path to sure destruction. That's what mad science is all about. It's all about all the suppressed technology that could better humanity is being suppressed and hidden away and stolen via greed. It's about unlocking Pandora's box and sharing this information with every single individual on the planet, because you cannot sell a widget if everyone on the planet owns a widget. So the information that belongs to the people, the freedom that belongs to the people, the sovereignty, it's all at our grasp. It's at our fingertips. We can let the elite of the world destroy all that is, or we can take it upon ourselves to use the gifts that were given to us, in my beliefs, by our Creator. Some of you out there can sing. Some of you can sing like an angel. Some of you are amazing cooks. Some of you are amazing mechanics. Some of you are amazing computer technicians. Some of you are amazing at so many different things, but each and every one of you have a talent of epic proportions. Now is the time in this history, in this time, in this space, in this realm of existence, for us to take our timeline, our future, down a path that we want to be proud of for our children and our children's children. Now is the time that if you can stand up and sing like an angel, that you stand up and sing like an angel. If you're the best cook in the world, cook a meal for some homeless person. If you are the best carpenter, build the best house for some homeless person. Find a way to use your gifts, your talents, to help people right there in your neighborhood. Because there's a lot of individuals who won't tell you when they're in trouble. There's a lot of individuals out there who just have too much pride or feel shame that they need help. It's our job, it's our duty to protect one another, to take care of one another, to know when your brother is feeling depressed and do something about it, to give words of encouragement to those individuals who are feeling less worthy than the average Joe. Helping one another out on a massive scale. One positive pebble at a time. It starts from you, the individual. One little tiny pebble into the pond sends ripples out that will affect the entire world. Everything that you do, everything that you say, your actions have consequences in the world. You are a creator. You create the destiny that will essentially be the gift that you leave behind for your future generations. This is what it's all about, people. This is why Shaziz Radio's here. This is why Awake Radio's here. This is why No Borders is here. And We Roar. And American Freedom Radio. And Capricorn Radio. And all the other networks out there. This is why we are doing what it is that we are doing. We are becoming the loudest, the most squeaky wheel on the wagon. We are raising our voices up to the highest points of heaven and saying we are fed up with the way that the governments of the world and the greedy elite have taken our world down a path to sure destruction. The only people who can put the brakes on that is we, the people. The only individuals out there that matters is you yourself to start that ball rolling. So with that said, I want to thank everybody for joining Shazoo's Mad Science. And I want to thank Paula and everybody who got the message to me that my wife broke down, even if it turned out that she made a slight blooper and forgot to put it all the way in park. I want to thank all the Scottish Sovereigns. I want to thank all the people from Awake Radio and We Roar and Capricorn Radio. Every one of the networks out there. There's so many networks. I want to thank Granada Steve and Muddy Mud Man and everybody. It would take another complete couple hour show in order to list off all the individuals who are actually behind the scenes making all this possible. So go in them chat rooms and socialize with them individuals. You can do a whole heck of a lot worse than going to these networks and meeting these people. Talk to people from Ireland. Talk to people from Australia. Talk to people from all over the globe. That's what these networks are about. Reaching across international boundaries. Bringing good, brilliant minds and ideas together to make our world a better place, one positive pebble at a time. Since you already know that Beverly's out of town, her Hope Show's coming up next, and I'm going to re-broadcast a pod that she did some time back that I believe is a pretty good pod. Hope y'all stay tuned and listen to it. And when she gets back, and maybe y'all can catch her on Skype or Facebook and share your love with her. So with that said, I'm going to go ahead and play up out of here with a tune that I keep near and dear to my heart because, essentially, I still believe in the dream. And I believe in you. And together, there's not one thing that we can't accomplish. I want y'all to tune into these networks, and I want you to go visit them in their chat rooms. Visit them on their Facebooks. Make the connections. Make the friends. And just live.
Gazing through the window at the world outside, wondering will Mother Earth survive, hoping that mankind will stop abusing her sometime. Thank you.
Throughout humanity's existence on Earth, there have been rulers and there have been the slaves. Which line do you fall into? An easy question with a not-so-easy answer. The fact of the matter is that by merely being able to listen to the sound of my voice automatically puts you into what I call the real 1%. Nearly 7 billion souls on this tiny speck of sand in this universe, most of them, nearly 6.5 billion, try to scratch out a living on less than $2 per day. The disparity between the haves and have-nots is incredibly wide. Yet, you are the 1%. The 1% which has access to clean water, food, electricity, internet, education, the list goes on and on. Daily, we're conditioned to make money, pay our taxes, because it's patriotic, buy things we really don't need, and to teach our children to do the exact same thing. We live in a world where they're told our personal self-worth is measured by the money we have and the things we own, sometimes not realizing we really don't own anything. After all, we can't take any of it with us when we leave this little speck of dust at the end of the day. We're made to believe that we are unfortunate to those who have more wealth than we do. We are made to believe that because of this disparity, we are the downtrodden, the disadvantaged, without ever looking at the full picture. We are tricked into divisiveness between left and right, between him and her, us and them, between black and white, where there really is no black and white, just many shades of gray. And yet we still run on a treadmill like little rats in a cage. We wake up, we work, we pay tax, we go home, we buy stuff to fill an empty hole in our souls. And the cycle repeats. Instead of doing a more intelligent thing of downsizing, doing with less and helping fellow humanity, we keep running on the treadmill. Bigger houses, fancier cars, bigger TVs. The biggest step to finding a solution is to realize a problem exists. The next step comes from within. I'm Kent Anderson, and you've been listening to Shout It From the Moon. What is the dream? The dream is to bring brilliant minds from every nation together to solve the world's problems, one positive pebble at a time. It will be we, the people of the world, that bring about true change, peace, and love to all. Governments never solve any problem, only create them. Wars, starvation, sickness, oppression, financial slavery, death and destruction is what governments do best. When all the military might of nations is used to destroy other nations, the question has to be asked, why not use that military strength for good? Feed the hungry, shelter the homeless, heal the sick, and so forth. True representation of truth, freedom, and justice comes from we the people, and it never came from slick-talking politicians that say whatever they have to get elected, and then regulate away your freedoms. There is no reason to have starving babies in the world of today. Yet, it goes on. There's no reason for wars and sickness, yet it continues. We as the people must stop feeding that beast that is eating humanity alive. We the people of all nations have the power to bring about a literal heaven on earth. You as an individual have more power than you can possibly imagine. You have the power of the spoken word. You have the power of the pen. The power of action, and most of all, the power of love. It is time to use this power to make our world a better place. We are the founding fathers, mothers, sisters, and brothers of our children and of our children's children's future. Into the future and beyond, what we do today will define the world that they live in tomorrow. Let us from every nation come together and make that future a great one.
To Scottish Sovereigns, One Land, and the home of No Borders Radio.
Government. Freedom. Law. Education. Health. Free energy. Money.
Awake Radio, deconstructing the dream world, one lie at a time.
You didn't think it was going to be that easy, did you? You know, for a second there, yeah, I kind of did, kind of did, kind of did.